USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Sarah E. Debeck.
James D. Devenor.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are going to visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the Pentagon this morning. And they're reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks at Ground Zero in New York City.
And my beloved sister, Claudia Alicia Foster, today marks 17 years since you were taken from us. In those 17 years, your spirit continues to live on in my heart and in my memories.
Hurricane Florence now expected to hit North Carolina sometime late Thursday or early Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More now on hurricane preparations on the nation's east coast.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan speaking late yesterday as he joined Virginia and North and South Carolina governors in declaring states of emergency in advance of Hurricane Florence, already packing sustained winds of up to 140 miles an hour as it's expected to build to an even stronger Category 5.
At my direction, the state is currently taking steps to activate all available resources, including alerting the Maryland National Guard.
Change fees for major airlines being waived in the Mid-Atlantic region and the Southeast ahead of that storm. Veteran journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, is being released today. Among its many claims is top aides in the White House sometimes ignore the president's orders in order to limit the damage he can do. The White House calls it a pack of lies. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire forced it to close for several days. Now, the fire is still burning north of Redding, but authorities have decided it's safe enough to allow traffic back onto the interstate. The Delta fire has burned about 50,000 acres in just under a week. Over 2,400 firefighters are still battling the blaze, which is only 5% contained. A new report says middle-class Americans are falling further behind the wealthy. The report from the Pew Research Center indicates that the median middle-class household income in 2016 was just under $78,500. That was 6% higher than in 2010, but during the same period, upper-income households saw their earnings grow by 9%. And a public vigil is to be held today in rapper Mac Miller's hometown of Pittsburgh. Miller died of an apparent drug overdose on Friday at 26. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.